Let me begin with the Jonah Gok. Jonah Gok was formerly working with the community radio in Eastern Europe. And then, after some time, Jonah Gok had some administrative issues with the management. And that one, to some extent, has also affected his credibility. But then, if I'm to go to the point, John Agok's arrest, the latest, was that John Agok was arrested because he was formally ordered by the authorities in Yirol to not cover any activities of the government. I don't know whether the order was in reference to the administrative issues that he has been accused of or not. This is not clear to us in the union.
What should be the way of handling this case? Should it be detention without any specific charges?
When you look at his latest arrest, he was taken because he has covered the arrival of the governor. And that was in line with his services. As a journalist, when you are employed by, like him, he was employed by a community radio. And when the community radio management stopped him from doing work, he continued as a freelancer. With the journalism, if you are employed by a media house and you are stopped from doing that, you may continue to go with your freelancing work and then see to it that your stories you can send to any reliable news agency and it is published. Now, for the case of Jonah Gok, we in the Union of Journalists of South Sudan expect the authorities on the ground or the security to take Agok to the police. And then if there is any problem, a file can be opened. And that file with Agok to be brought to the media authority, because that is where his case will be handled. That is the procedure of journalists who have a problem in the States. They are taken to the police. The police open a file. And in the file, all the statement of Agok and whatever can be put there, and he will be referred. He should have been referred to the media authority.
Now, yeah. Let's have a quick look at the case of detention also of Michael Christova, the editor-in-chief of Al-Watan Arabic Daily, and also he's also one of the shareholders of that newspaper. He's been arrested, and no cases have been announced yet against him.
Actually, the case of Michael Christova, according to what I learned from the media authority, is totally outside his work as a journalist and is also outside the place of work, that is the Al-Watan. So his case is completely handled different. It's nothing to do with the media in general, which they did not disclose to me, because even the media authority was saying they even don't know. It is only the national security that knows, because he is actually taken by the national security.
If that is the case, what should the authorities be doing then? They should be coming out and say, look here, this is why we have arrested this journalist. It has nothing to do with media and journalism.
Exactly. This is what the Union of Journalists of South Sudan is even expecting. And this is what the media authority is also expecting, that because we really have to tell the public why this news editor actually was arrested. But now all of us are wondering, and I think we are still on the process to find out from the national security, together with the media authority.
And there is always this demand that the cases related to journalists and their reporting should be handled in a different way, in a way that will not even tarnish the image of the government and the image of the country, as which will be portrayed by this kind of arrests and detention without charges as something repressive and something like censorship of freedom of expression and freedom of the press.
Well, this is the situation, Shadar, that we as journalists and the media in general are actually in here in the Republic of South Sudan. Some individuals are yet to understand what you are talking. The media authority law is saying you go through the channel. Some people, they don't go like that. They still continue to use the old procedure of just taking the journalists from the street and taking there. And of course, as you know, in the security law, we are actually referred to criminal offense rather than civil offense. So I think, again, they, on the side of the security, they also believe they are doing the right thing, because any criminal person can always be taken to prison or to the custody at any time and so on. So those are some of the cases that we are in. And we are suggesting that if that is the case, we maybe in future need these laws to be reviewed, and we need to make sure that we correct the way of how journalists are handled here in South Sudan, so that really we should not be considered as criminals, because by law we are not criminals.